Today, we'd like to see the title of Greater Than Our Heart in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 13 up to 24. To online worthy people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 20, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. What does it mean? Question 2. In verse 22, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. What does it mean? Last question 3 in verse 24. Now, he who keeps His commandments abides in Him, and He in him. And by this we know that He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us. What does it mean? Matthew chapter 22, verses 34, 40. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, and saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to the lawyer, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So basically Jesus taught him, first greatest commandment is love the Lord with all your heart. Second is love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep two commandments, you will fulfill all law, all the prophet. Then John the Apostle in this epistle, 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, if we say that we have a fellowship with Him, with the Lord, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have a fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So basically here, the John the Apostle talk about first the fellowship with God, with the Lord. Then is a fellowship with one another. 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, Apostle John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in Him. By this, we know that we are in Him. Basically, if you love God, you would keep His word, God's word. That's basically. Then we know you are in God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold, or look, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, or has given us to us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. The world did not know God, but we received the love of God the Father. So, therefore, we are the children of God. Yesterday, I was invited by Muslim people in Moscow. Basically, he asked me explanation of Christianity. Christianity is a big difference. Christianity, whoever Christians, the Holy Spirit abides in every Christian. So, Holy Spirit lives in every Christian. So therefore, the fruit of Holy Spirit is agape love. So we can see whether or not you are Christian. So agape love. through deeds. Here, verse 13, do not marvel or do not be surprised, my brethren, my brothers in Christ, if the world hates you. The secular system, not to allow Christianity or God belonging to Satan, hates you because the world does not belong to God. John chapter 15, verse 18 to 19. If the world hates you, you know that the world hated me, hated Christ, before it hated you. If you were of the world, if you belonged to the world would love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, you are children of God, does not belong to the world, but I chose you, Jesus Christ chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Chapter 17, verse 14, Gospel of John, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. They do not belong to the world. Just as I, Jesus Christ, also, I am not of the world. Jesus Christ does not belong to the world. John chapter 13, verse 20. Most assuredly, I say to you, Jesus said to his disciples, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. Basically, whoever receives the minister of Jesus Christ, the disciple of Jesus Christ, that means he or she received Jesus Christ. They consequently, they receive God the Father. That's why if the world hates you, because the world does not belong to God, so naturally the world hates you. So do not be surprised. Verse 14, we know that we have passed from the death to life. Here, death meaning spiritual death. Anyone who does not abide in Christ, that is non-Christians, all of them spiritual death. Even if they live physically on the earth, but they died spiritually. So to life, life means spiritual life, because we love brethren, we love brothers. He who does not love his brother abides in death. So the love of brothers is evidence whether or not you keep Jesus' commandment. If you do not keep Jesus' commandment, which meaning you are not truly Christian. So abide in death, meaning live in spiritual death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. Here, unconditional love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. John chapter 13, verse 35. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Because God is love. Verse 15, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Christianity is a religion, a matter of heart. Matthew chapter 5, in verse 21, 22. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said to those of old, Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, Raka, Hebrew word that means empty head or a bird head, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you're fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. So Jesus really focused on heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness of heart springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. If you have a bitterness because of somebody who wrongs against you, that bitterness is make trouble for everybody, including you. So just watch for your heart. By this, verse 16, we know love because he laid down his life for us. So that means Jesus' crucifixion for us. And we also ought to, or should, recommendation, lay down our lives for the brethren. So this is the highest level of love. John chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Here is a very highest level love. Lay down our life for brothers. But now, how about practically lower levels? Verse 17. But whoever has this world's goods or materials, something food or clothes, and sees his brother in need, you see some brother in Christ who needs material to survive, and shut off his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? So basically, Apostle John is teaching us, see the needy people, ask the Lord of whatever given by the Lord, and your heart to be willing or not. So prove up your love with your deed. James chapter 2, verse 14 to 17. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has a faith but does not have works or deeds, actions? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give anything which are needed for the body, what does it profit to the needy people? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, the deed is dead. So basically, faith without works is dead. So this is proving up your faith. We cannot see faith. Face it because the matter of heart we cannot see. Only we can see your deeds, your action, your works out of your heart. Verse 18, my little children, here Apostle John called little children, because Apostle John, you know, at this time when he wrote this letter, he is too old. My little children, so other Christians called little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed. Deed meaning action, words, and in truth. Truth is the word of God, to love a neighbor as yourself. Verse 19, and by this we know that we are of the truth. By this deed we know that we belong to that word of God, to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. Then the deed belongs to truth, then you shall have assurance before God, or you have confidence before God. Then verse 20 is a tough question. For if our heart condemns us, even if you give, you know, some food to needy people, some material to needy people, still you feel short, You might think that, you know, I should have given more like that. That kind of situation, if our heart condemns us. If I don't assure our heart before Him, or I don't have confidence before God, you thought that your deeds caused by the love of God are much shorter than God's love, or you are sometimes a failure caused by the weakness of your flesh. I want to follow God's standard, but I cannot because of the weakness of my flesh. Then you think yourself, how rotten I am, how unworthy I am, how depraved I am, or how undeserving we are. So 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, Solomon built the temple dedicated to God. Solomon prayed to the Lord. Solomon said, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, look, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain God, or cannot contain love, God's love, because God is love, cannot contain love, which meaning, no matter what you are doing according to God's commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, giving some material, something, still not enough to reach God's standard love. How much less this temple which I have built. So Solomon felt even if he spent 7 years to build up the temple of God, in historically the most greatest, beautiful temple. So, but he felt still small, not enough, cannot contain God's love. Romans chapter 7, verse 18, disciple Paul also struggled in this similar situation. For I know that in me, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me. Will meaning he wants to do more, do God's way, but he cannot. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. So that kind of situation called our heart condemns us, that situation. Here is Apostle John said, God is greater than our heart, which meaning God's heart is much greater than our heart. John chapter 3:16. God's heart, much greater. To give his son for us is much greater than our heart. To do some action caused by God's love. John chapter 3:16. God so loved the world meaning everyone, including unbelievers, Muslim people, Hinduists, everyone. He gave his only begotten son. God gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, in Jesus, should not perish but have everlasting life. So God's heart is greatest, much greater than our heart. God is greater than our heart on the basis of his work for me, not my work for him. Or the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not my righteousness. Then God knows all things, which meaning God knows your heart. God is omniscient. Then you might have a confidence toward God. So I am righteousness based upon God's righteousness, God's word, not you know my righteousness to give it even some food you know to needy brother or sister. So beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, now you are, our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Also, we have assurance toward God. Verse 22, Whatever we ask, we receive from Him. That is a good promise. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Also, Jesus said, Matthew 21, 22, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, or you live in me, and my words abide in you, and you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. But here, whatever we ask, we receive from Him or from the Lord, because we keep His commandments, plural. Here, two greatest commandments. The first one, love God with all your heart. Second, love your neighbor as yourself. That is within God's word. Because you keep His commandments, love God with 100% heart, love your neighbor as yourself, and do those things that are pleasing in His sight, which means to those such as you giving away even a little poor to needy brother or sister, that is to please God, for God's pleasure, not your own pleasure. In that case, whatever you ask, you receive from Him. Simply, whatever we ask within God, or not contrary to God's word. Verse 23, and this is His commandment, here singular, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the work of God, believing the word of God. Because Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse 28-29, then they said to Him, to Jesus, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent. That's true. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to talk with the Muslim, but sadly, he couldn't believe in Jesus whom God sent. Really, unless God opened his heart, so nobody could not believe. That's the work of God. If you believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, that moment the Holy Spirit dwells in you, Holy Spirit working through you. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So then the Holy Spirit working, Holy Spirit giving power, working through, and love one another. That's the second greatest commandment. So verse 23, this is His commandment. That is the second greatest commandment, to love one another. Verse 24, now he who keeps his commandments, plural, two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself, abide in him. So, if you keep the love of God with 100% heart, that love overflow to your neighbor, that case, you live in the Lord, and He is in Him. Here, in Him, and He in Him, which means indicate, it shows a mutual relationship. Simply means, live in Christ as the Spirit of Christ lives in you. So live in Christ, daily life, as the Spirit of Christ lives in you. By this, We know that by this keeping his commandment, we know that he abides in us. So the Spirit of Christ lives in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. The Spirit is, the Bible said, the earnest or guarantee of our inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, 14 said, in him you also trusted, in Jesus you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee, or the earnest, or the mark of our inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Which meaning, right now, all Christians have the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the earnest or the guarantee over inheritance. So we will live in the kingdom of God forever. So we know that is a former resident right here is Julie. So she lives in the kingdom of God now forever. So many sisters and brothers with the Lord now. So let's see each question in verse 20. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. What does it mean? So this means in this context, even if you did according to God's word, you still feel shorter than that standard which God wants that moment. That is a really encouraging word. God's heart is greater than our heart. Our confidence is based upon God's word, God's heart. So is God's righteousness, not my righteousness. Also, God knows all things. Then we can have confidence in God. Question 2 in verse 22, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What does it mean? Here, in order to ask, whatever ask you receive that, you should keep his commandments. His commandments are simply meaning love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. So, which means whatever you ask, according to God's will, you will receive anything. If you ask against God's will, obviously you will not receive. For example, instant riches for your pleasure, it doesn't work. Here is a pleading in his sight, which meaning for God's pleasure. Question 3 in verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments, plural, abides in him, and he in him. And by this, we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. What does it mean? So, other people can see you keep his commandment. If you keep his commandments, love God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself, then we know that you are in God. God is in you. By this, keeping God's commandment, we know that he abides in you, simply meaning the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ abides in you. Here, by the Spirit whom he has given us. So, let's sing song all together on bulletin.